Shemitah is one of the most fascinating laws in the Torah. It's one of those things that you sit there and kind of like wonder, especially from like the point of view that we live in 2021 in a capitalist type economy where I'm completely financially independent and I could do and I could whatever. And there aren't many government regulations that prevent me or certainly that take my own property away from me. It's a very strange, strange field hit. And so I guess the question is, what's the purpose of Shemitah and what is the message of Shemitah? So for sure, it's hard for us to appreciate it because we don't live in an agricultural society. But in an agricultural society where your land is your lifeblood, to leave it fallow, not to touch it, is something that's very, very, very hard. What's interesting is that years ago, El Al was flying 7 days a week. They were flying on Shabbos. And there was a whole tumult in Israel. Should they? Should they not? Should they? Should they not? And of course, like anything else, it was a very heated discussion and debate from both sides. So people would say, El Al is the national carrier of the land of Israel, which represents the Jewish people, and therefore, of course, we have to be, it has to be reflective of the Jewish people. But then others said, but the Jewish state Israel is not a fully Shomer Shabbos state, and therefore why should we create restrictions that make it harder for people that aren't Shomer Shabbos to live? And they went back and forth, and of course one of the pieces that was most pressing and pulling was that you're a business, and businesses that are open 7 days a week make more money than businesses that are open 6 days a week. In the end, Israel decided that it was not going to fly on Shabbos, and Rabbi Beryl Wein had a really beautiful story that was basically amazing in the sense that when El Al stopped flying on Shabbos, it actually became more profitable. It doesn't make any sense, and yet it did. So what's the deal with Shemitah? Is perhaps that a part of it? Is that the message of Shemitah? The message of Shemitah is that really, like, just because you have your own calculations of what success is, and just because you have your sense of what success will look like, it does not mean that that really is what success is, right? You think that working 7 years will be good, but God says, no, you only have to work 6 years. And if you work 6 years, it's going to actually be just as good. And that's God's promise that's interwoven into the mitzvah of Shemitah. That's a possibility, and it's a beautiful answer. I think beyond that, there's the idea that Shemitah is really like it's an act of faith. It's an idea that I remind myself, I'm not the one that controls my economics in the same way that if God wants me to be really successful, he can make it happen in a moment. And if God wants me to be completely unsuccessful, I could work for days, for months, for years, and spin my wheels and nothing comes of it. That's another possibility. All beautiful, beautiful possibilities. But I want to offer a third possibility, which I think is something that we could also relate to in 2021. And perhaps even in light of the last year or so, we can see it even more than ever before. People have complained that they've worked way too hard over the last year. Now, Nebuch, there are some people that haven't worked at all, but there are people that have worked so much harder. And that crazy part is they say, like, I'm working from home. So, you know, you would think that it would be easier, but they all say that the home-work divide has disappeared, and they're just always feeling like they're working. Perhaps one of the messages of Shemitah, and this is where I believe the Torah is so timeless, and that it speaks to us today differently than it might have spoken to us 5 years ago. I think the message of Shemitah is the idea that sometimes you just have to stop. Sometimes you just have to take time off. You cannot work 7 years in a row. So Torah says take one out of every seven off. The same way that the Torah says you can't work 7 days a week. So take one day off. God shows us that both on the weekly level and on the multi-year level, there's a strong need for that. I think it matters so much because we find ourselves living in a day and age where we no longer know how to rest. We no longer know how to take it easy. And what Shemitah tells us is that you have to take it easy. Now, when you take it easy, what are you supposed to do? What did people do to fill their time during Shemitah? Many people used it as an opportunity to reconnect with God. Many people used it as an opportunity to reconnect with Torah, with mitzvos. All amazing things. But these are the things that sometimes get lost in the shuffle as a result of our inability to stop. Shemitah is just that. It tells us you're working too much. Your priorities, not exactly what they need to be. Let's recalibrate. Recalibrate once every 7 years, and you're in a better place. Have a good day.